Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Burkina Faso officials say at least 33 hostages were freed today from an upscale hotel frequented by foreigners in the capital where suspected Islamist militants attacked late on Friday. Elite security forces stormed the hotel in a raid that began about 5 hours after gunmen attacked. It's not immediately known how many people have been killed during the siege, but initial reports say 20 people are dead, another 15 wounded. Earlier on Saturday, authorities said 10 bodies were discovered near a cafe that was attacked by the same militants. Lasting defeat has become a mantra for the top U.S. officials when they talk about a strategy to defeat the terror group known as the Islamic State, also known as ISIL. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter.
Job one has to be to destroy ISIL in Iraq and Syria. That's not sufficient, but it is necessary because it's necessary to show that this movement has no future.
Lasting defeat, or IS, has become a priority for the Obama administration and others who see the militants as an existential threat. Less clear is how lasting defeat will be engineered and how long it will take. The UN International Atomic Energy Agency is expected to verify whether Iran is complying with its commitment to curtail its nuclear program, clearing the way for lifting of international sanctions. The Islamic Republic and world power signed a nuclear agreement last July under which Tehran would scale back its uranium enrichment activities and submit to inspections in exchange for a rollback of sanctions. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News.